You must think you did enough to win that.
Yeah, I think we did. I think it's fair to say that I think we played against a team that obviously invested very heavily in the summer and got some very good attacking players, and at times posed us one or two problems. But I thought we took charge of the game, scored a wonderful goal, had chances to add to it in the second goal, but always accepting that Wolves were dangerous on the counter-attack. We stood up to that. The frustrating thing is that, you know, it's not been taken out of our hands by some wonderful play from Wolves or an individual 30-yard on the top corner. It's been taken out by a poor decision from the assistant referee when the boy's clearly offside that led to the goal. And, of course, that's very frustrating for everybody because the players put so much into the game. It shows a lot of quality, a wonderful goal, should have added to it. We had some very good chances. Sam Gallagher's particularly in the second period when Lonergan's had a good save, but probably should be in the back of the net. So we put a lot into the game, and I certainly thought over the piece, certainly should have had the 3 points. And it's frustrating. It's been taken out of our hands by a poor decision.
And this isn't the first time you've felt this way at home games this season. Did you feel that Danny Bart was lucky to be on the park? And you could have had a penalty as well?
Yeah, well, I mean, the big boy Bart, to be fair, he's a leader, he's a captain, he's a very good player. But when you've been booked, and then you've already had another three or four fouls before the one when Sam Gallagher's raiding the wide area, flicks it by him, could be going in and go, could be. But I think in isolation, that would have been a yellow card on its own. And I don't know if the referees felt well of already. But he decided to speak to him. I'm pretty sure he had some more fouls after that in the game. So, yeah, listen, I don't want players sent off. That's not how we work. But, you know, I just want the rules to be adhered to for both teams. And I'm pretty sure if that had been our luck, then we'd have been in with 10 men. So, but we're not going to hide behind that. I think we're in a good position to go and win the game at 1-0. And at times, I thought they had a 10-minute spell, a little bit of pressure. And that's when I said we've got to batten down the hatches. And to be fair, we've been undone by a referee's decision. And then at 1-1, we pick ourselves up again, we got on the front foot again, and we had a couple of certainly good half chances to get that winner. So, you know, listen, they've got the courage for the fight, this group. They're hard working. We've been decimated by injuries, but they continue to show everything. They continue to show plenty of heart for the fight. And we know as we move forward, we'll be picking up points, moving up where we need to be. It was a wonderful opportunity tonight because I think that they put us in amongst 6-7 teams. And so we know that's how tight the margins are. But we also know as well that, you know, with a fair win, where it should have been tonight, we'd be chatting here with 3 points. So there's a lot to be pleased about. Of course, there's some one or two bits that we need to fine-tune, and we'll do that. But as we move forward, I think there's a lot to be optimistic about.
Did you have your lineup thrown into a bit of disarray yesterday when you lost Tommy Hoban to what I believe is a bit of a freak accident?
Yes, well, we did. I mean, we'd set the team up, and we were doing a set of plays when Tommy's dislocated his shoulder. And of course, if truth be told, we then obviously spent that time with Tommy, make sure he was okay, and the lads obviously had to continue and to change the session because obviously what we planned. And then within that today, obviously changed the team. I mean, there was the plan was to introduce Charlie McGrew slowly. And Charlie, to be fair, he said, listen, if you need me to start Gaffer, I'm prepared to do that. We felt we'd probably only get 60 minutes from him, probably get a little bit more than we envisaged. And he's such a wonderful player. I mean, that's probably his least out of all the positions I think he excels at. That's probably the one that, if he had this pick, he'd probably choose that third after he's, you know, centre-back and midfield. But, I mean, he was outstanding tonight, the quality on the ball. So he's going to be a very important player for us moving forward. And we brought him out because we didn't want the calf getting any, you know, tightening up and leading to an injury. So it was precautionary because we obviously only knew that's how much he could give. So that being said, we've obviously, you know, not been blessed by injury with the thinking of the players that have been missing. Williams last week, 46 weeks. Obviously, Tommy Holman dislocated his shoulder. Stokes has been missing. Danny Graham's been missing. Elliot Ward and Adam Henley's been long term. There's a few others in him. Wes Brown, a few others in amongst that. But the group we've got, they continue every day to work hard for Blackburn Rovers. And they're showing that in the park. They're showing the fight and the courage. And we know, as I say, as we continue on that journey, that we'll be picking up points, picking up wins and taking us where we need to be.
Perhaps it's too early to be asking you at this moment. It seems like Mulgrew might be all right. Hoban, are you preparing for the foreseeable without him?
Yeah. Well, listen, Charlie McGrew, I think, will be fine and available for Aston Villa because, as I said, we had to be obviously manage him properly and make sure that we bring him on to the level that he's ready to play 90 minutes consistently. Tommy Hoban, that dislocated shoulder, that's long term. I mean, he was able to have an X-ray yesterday, although he was in obviously terrible pain. There's obviously no fracture, but the difficulty with that is, you know, whether then it requires surgery. So you have a scan at the start of the week when obviously the pain's kind of subsided a little bit, and then that will determine whether I need surgery. Either way, whether it's surgery or not, a dislocated shoulder is a long time. So we'll just say have to get on with it. When we get him back, then we're going to get a very good player back again. It'll be like a new signing, but at the moment we've just got to soldier on as we do.
Did tonight's protests have any bearing on your team's performance, or did you have to speak to your players beforehand about it to see how they all felt, or did you just have to get on with your job as you normally do?
Yeah, well, what my message to the players was, whatever was going to happen was going to happen. We had to control the events on the field. That was the onus on us. And you know, and I've got to say, a large majority of the fans were going to get behind the team and help the lads on. And of course, you know, there was two periods of people coming in, people coming out. I mean, I think at the side we're all aware of that. But my message to the players was, control what you can do, control the events in the field. And for the most part, we did that. I mean, Wales are dangerous. They'd certainly a few dangerous attacks, as we did. The biggest picture in that is that, as I say, I don't want to be repetitive, but we've been undone by a terrible decision. What I would say is, I've been here as an opposing manager when Ewood's been rocking and the atmosphere's been second to none. And that's something we'd love to get back. Is it going to take time? Then absolutely, we understand that. But I think if we can, you know, go about it, you know, hopefully perform well on the field to get the fans enjoying the football and seeing their team, as I think they did for periods tonight, and bit by bit build that up again. Because when they do, I mean, it can be an intimidating atmosphere for the opposition, and that's what we want to get back to.